Yesterday afternoon, we saw increased fire activity in the Pruton Lakes fire. Crews will work today to finish a guard that they've been working on for the past couple of days, and they'll look to burn out that section just to secure the guard. They've got a second contingency line that will surround the south, east and north flanks of the fire, and this continues to be under construction. This morning, aerial bucketing support assisted crews on the ground in an effort to halt the spread of the fire. Increased fire activity was caused by increased winds in the area. So basically, increased winds in the area yesterday afternoon increased the fire size of the Pruton Lakes fire. Today we've got a forecasted cold front moving through the area. So with that brings increased winds before the front and then after the front. So we're not only looking at increased winds, but also a change in wind direction. So this can be complex for the firefighters to deal with. They are having guards on both areas of the fire that this will likely impact on. However, depending on how strong those winds are, we're likely to see increased fire activity. And there's always a possibility that fire could breach one of the guards. We're not expecting that. However, with these winds, anything could happen. So we're just asking the public to be aware, stay away from those areas, and if they see extra smoke, that is probably what the issue is. However, we've also seen in some areas of the different fires around the Caribou complex that there are islands that have not been burnt within the perimeter. That's also creating a lot of smoke for those areas as they don't increase the fire's perimeter but still burn inside. The other major fires within the Central Caribou Command Area didn't increase in size, so the Wildwood Fire is still sitting at about 13,000 hectares. The Spoken Lake Fire is 3,500, and the White Lake Fire is sitting at about 17,000.